of Warlicki, defended by Leonard. Warlicki cuts back to his left along the boards, now skates it out near the blue line, kept it in the offensive zone. Shovels it down to Dexheimer, who moved it along below the goal line to Horbach. Skates it back to the right wing, finds Dexheimer open, rises a shot, went off something, then hit the crossbar.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Changed directions, beat Musser, hit the crossbar, two on one the other way. Gabe Perreault, toe pull, backside shot by Smith. He pushed it wide. They're two top scorers. Couldn't connect that time. Now the Badgers, Korniak with a breakaway, tried to go five-hole, Musser with a stop. Back and forth we go.
That's the fourth breakaway for the Badgers so far tonight.
Korniak going at it with Fortescue as he tries to win the puck free. Fortescue shoves him back in the corner, and the United States comes out of there with it. Here's Gabe Perreault going to Boston College. Little sauce pass ahead intended for his future Eagles teammate, Will Smith, too far. And the Badgers, Dexheimer now with it. Breakout pass to Jack Korniak. Patient finds Lindmark. Red line. He'll dump it in. Badgers change. 8:50 to go. Second period. A 1-1 game.
Well, this has turned out to be a horse race.
It's been fun to watch.
It's been breakneck pace.
Fire wagon hockey is what Mike Emmerich used to call it, right?
Yeah, I agree. You got that.
Yeah. U.S. trying to keep it alive in the offensive zone. A little deep backhand. They score.
Ouch. Luke LeMaster made the poke check, then lost his balance, and it ends up coming right onto the stick of a USA player. And Luke LeMaster would love to have that one back.
Yeah, Ryan Fine. Boy, he was able to pick it free. Went forehand and then, boom, upstairs over the blocker of McClellan. Unassisted goal, I think, for Fine at 11:27. The U.S. now with a 2-1 lead. Ryan Fine going to Harvard. He's from Center Marks, New York, is Ryan Fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's one of the vacation capitals of the world that everybody wants to go and see.
Sure. Get 11:27. Fine with his 12th goal this season. Third straight game, he scored a point against a Division I opponent. He had two assists last night in the Americans' 6-2 win over the Madison Capitals at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. Fine at 11:27.
Some discussion between the coaches and the referee. I was wondering if, oh my God, that was offside by 12 feet.
And they
blow your whistle, quick.
Finally called it. Matt Gerlach did just that. We've got a stoppage in play. 8:28 left here in the second. 2-1 United States. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Ryan Fine with a go-ahead goal for the United States, which leads Wisconsin 2-1. Fine's goal was unassisted, by the way, at 11:27. Fine back out there with Beckett Hendrickson and Salvatore Guzzo, and the U.S. dumps it down in.
That is only the second time in a period and a half that the U.S. has dumped the puck into the zone.
Hendrickson bounces one through the slot. Fine settles it down and spins it deep. Hendrickson now with it. Knocked down by Dexheimer, which freed the puck to Vorlicki. Head man's right wing wall to Malmquist. His pass off a stick, but found its way to DeSaint Foul. Topol right side. Here is Caulfield. Ooh. Shot right off the forehead of the goaltender, Musser. Caulfield pulls it free behind the nets. Feels back to his right, cuts towards the cage, got tackled along the side of the net as the puck came off his stick, And now the U.S. is able to get it out to center ice.
They got a 4-on-2.
They do. Hendricks in fine. Guzzo right wing. Runs it down in the right corner. Met there by LeMaster. Stang trying to knock it free. Shea Donovan's got it. And the Badgers the other way up the ice to the right side. And now Mersch will help it along deep into the U.S. zone. 7:13 to go, second period. Good work by Z. Bouyam. San Diego native defenseman. Banked it ahead, but too far for his teammate. Vorlicki back now for the Badgers. Look out. He threw it up over the glass and into the crowd. I hope everybody's okay. It looks to be the case.
Yeah, I think she took it off the wrist.
Yeah. I was looking at the Ohio State-Michigan game. Buckeyes beat the Wolverines in 7-2. They outshot Michigan 52-21. There were 19 penalties in that game.
And the other game is 2-2 in overtime. Minnesota and Notre Dame.
Look out.
A pass right through the crease by Z. Bouyam. The Badgers, Smolonic, he can skate like the wind. Got around the defender. He comes in left wing. Tried
to center
one for Stang, but it was deflected. And then one of the U.S. players collides with a cage. Aram Manetian comes off its moorings. He's a little bit shaken up. He was thinking about getting up right away, but he remains on all fours, Aram Manetian. A New Jersey native and soon-to-be B.C. Eagle. And he remains down on his knees, and I'm not sure they're going to have to fix the cage, it appears. Manetian, ooh, he's slow
ooh,
to get
he limped.
Up. Yeah.
As soon as he got up, he limped.
He's favoring his right leg a little bit, but he's making his way to the United States bench. I mentioned B.C. has six players on this squad that will play for them in the near future. Minnesota has four recruits here, Notre Dame three, Wisconsin's got a pair, Michigan State and Notre Dame each with one recruit on the national team program roster. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Dexheimer out high, Horbach shot, didn't get to the net. It hit the stick of Lindmark, tries to turn and shoot, but he's tied up. To the corner it goes, and Horbach sweeps it around behind the cage. Gorniak met there by Bouyam. Badgers played out to the point. Tyson Jugnoff, little stick handling there and coughed it up at the blue line. Look out here, speed now for Oliver Moore. Cuts in right side, pass Jugnoff, shoots and scores. He went blocker side, beat McClellan. It's 3-1 United States.
All caused by Tyler Jugnoff trying to play fancy-dancy at the far blue line. When you're the last man and you're going to try and play one-on-one, you're not going to get into a situation where you're going to that's going to be a positive result. He ends up turning it over at the offensive blue line, and for Tyler Jugnoth, you can pretty much put that entire goal on his responsibility.
19th goal of the year for Oliver Moore, the Minnesota recruit out of Moundsview, Minnesota. Comes at 13:37. Give vote. The primary assist, 3-1 United States. So after Cruz Lucius' beautiful goal, pulled Wisconsin within one. The Badgers have given up two, and now Perreault picked the pocket of Donovan and had a potential two-on-one towards the Badgers' cage, but Donovan battled back. Nice outlet pass, Gorniak. His toe-pole shot, that's blocked by Fortescue. And now a penalty coming up as one of the Badgers went hard to the net. He got hooked down. That's Horbach. Slow to get up, but he's now on his skates. And a penalty on the United States. Wisconsin will get a quartz power play. And now it's Gorniak going at it with Brady Cleveland. And the linesman comes in to try to separate those two.
Not wow. A wise move, Mr. Gorniak.
Riley Bowles, the linesman, noticing that Gorniak was upset. Boy, he went after the Badgers recruit Brady Cleveland. Two Wisconsin natives mixing it up. And Cleveland's going to get the gates at 13:59. And I wonder if they're going to match him up or not.
I don't know. It would be two different people besides Brady Cleveland who makes it in, Gorniak and whomever.
The referees are talking right now. All I saw was the tail end of their skirmish. I don't know what led to it. And we're not privy to any replay here right now, but Kenny Anderson and Kevin Corbett, the referees, are discussing things right near the scorer's table.
It'll be interesting to see because on the replay it looks like Jack Gorniak is took offense to the fact that his teammate went down in a pile.
Sure.
And, the Badgers were going to have a power play. It's not very wise of Jack Gorniak to try and, quote unquote, strut his muscle, if you want to call it that. But
yeah,
fact of the matter being is that I think they're going to just put one person in the penalty box as of right now, and that happens to be Badger recruit Brady Cleveland, and he will take 4 minutes.
4 minutes of penalties against Wausau native Brady Cleveland. We mentioned an old-school type defenseman who's not afraid to hit, and that time he took exception to something that Jack Gorniak said or did, and Cleveland gets penalized twice. Here's Jugnauth's shot from the high slot, blocked off of Moore. It chipped off his stick, then hit his body. He dropped it down to his stick. The left-handed Moore now throws it out to center, but a bad pass taken away by Bantle. Tried to tap back left wing to Caulfield, who was open, but didn't work. And now Jugnauth scoots into the offensive zone left wing. Closed on by Toby, and it's thrown back out to Caulfield left wing. Badgers set up on the power play. Lucius looking for it. Open. Caulfield catches left circle. Backdoor pass for Bantle. Too hot to handle. Lucius again at the right point. Badgers on a power play, down a pair, and then Lucius had the puck slide off his stick and all the way down into the Wisconsin zone.
So they'll change the power play, and this unit that we're seeing now is not anywhere polished, let's put it that way, by comparison to before.
Lucius then threw it away up the middle of the ice, and the U.S. sends it all the way down, forcing McClellan out of his net. Spins it around to Lucius, who catches in the Wisconsin zone, sends it back to Jugnauth, and he'll bring it up from there. Right wing pass to Lucius. 2:50 left in the penalties to Cleveland. One for interference, one for cross-checking, and Ian Perrin's getting a little frustrated here. So the Badgers have an extended power play because of the two penalties to Brady Cleveland, but haven't been able to do anything yet. Already 90 seconds off this power play. Dexheimer settles things down at the left point. Now to the left wing he goes, and Stang. Straight away, Dexheimer shoots one low, but it skipped wide. Off the end boards, U.S. tries to clear. They got it out to the blue line. Nice job. Nelson now will finish the job and send it all the way down.
I wonder why some of the Badgers on this power play are scared to shoot.
Good question. Stang now at center. Across the line, finds Smolanek. He puts it back to Stang, and what a club save by Musser. Great play. Stang to Smolanek, flying down the left wing. Stang kept going right to the net, Ian, and Musser just the better of it right there.
I mean, he just put it right on his stick, and he tried to shovel it through over top of the pad, and he just nabbed it out of front air, thin air. So I guess if this was on ESPN, that would be a da-da-da, da-da-da.
It would be. Quite impressive.
Oh, my goodness. The Badgers have had so many near misses.
Shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin, 25-16, but they trail 3-1. Lucius out there again. Left wing pass, DeSaint Foul. Center point, Jugnauth. They play pitch and catch on the perimeter. 1:45 left in the extended power play for the Badgers. Jugnauth rises a shot. Stopped by Musser. Loose puck. Bantle on the seat of his pants in the slot. Now Lucius retrieves out near the blue line. And now Wisconsin's
Carson Bantle just took a dive. The guy just took a dive. He barely even touched him.
Minetian went down in the slot. Bantle, I'm guessing he's going to get a cross-checking penalty, but Minetian went down, and Bantle's going to the box, and that'll do it for the Badgers' power play. Now 0-for-3. Make that 0-for-4 on the power play.
Cross-checking is the official call against Carson Bantle. I don't know what happened previous to that play, but Carson Bantle usually takes a licking down there to defend his rights.
Right.
But doesn't retaliate, so something happened that he retaliated.
16:23, the time of the penalty. The United States on its third power play. Well, it will be shortly. We'll play 4-on-4 here for the next minute, 25 or so. Vorlicki with it. He gains the offensive zone. Spins it back behind the net. Fortescue almost coughed it up. Now he pulls it away from Lindmark for checking. Owen lifts the stick of Fortescue, forces a turnover. Horbach's got it left wing, cuts to the slot. What's he going to do? Drops it off for Lindmark, but picked off by the U.S. They did a little crisscross in the offensive zone, just didn't finish the play, and now the Badgers have it back in their own end. 1 minute to go in the two penalties to Cleveland, and then the U.S. will get that power play. Vorlich skates into the attacking zone. Left wing, Lucia shoots one, saved by Musser, popped into the air. Badgers can't reach it.
Good rebound. Big rebound.
Dexheimer with it now, left wing. Back pedals towards the corner wall. Wants to walk around Toby. Slowed a bit. Takes it behind the net. Right wing pass for Lucius. Picked off by Fine. And he cuts away from Lucius. But Cruz regains possession. And then Fine took it right back from him. Stretch pass intended for Votes. He couldn't catch. Deep into the Wisconsin zone it goes. McClellan out of his net. Played it far wing. Jugnauth couldn't catch. Stramel there to help, though. And here he comes. Two on two. Stramel. Lucius. Lucius tried to shoot Fana. And then goes down in a heap right in front of Zach Scholes. And now the United States the other way. Cleveland standing up in the penalty box, ready to come out. Little toe pull by the U.S. Shot never got off. Badgers have it. Three on two. Stramel give and go with Jugnauth. But Tyson didn't keep skating. And the puck went off his stick. U.S. at full strength. Power play for a brief period of time. Fine cuts to the high slot. Finds a man right wing. Shot by Moore. Blocked by a sliding Shea Donovan.
Good job, Shea.
Held in by Scholes, he dumps it deep. Right wing shot, snapping it off Moore, but he missed the net. Out high. Scholes overskates, out of the box comes Bantle. He may have a breakaway. Does he have the speed? No, but he cuts in left wing. Backdoor pass for Stang. I think Musser got a piece of it, and it slid past Stang behind the net.
How many times has that happened to Sam Stang?
Yeah, right. Bantle had such bad luck early in the season, and now, you know, Stang has had it all year long now. Here's a centering pass by the U.S. through traffic in front of the Badgers' net and made its way to Liam Malmquist, who heaves it out to center. Picked off now by the U.S. Bouyam skates away from Stang. And
offside.
The puck bounces off a body and offside called on the Americans. 101 to go here in the second period. It's 3-1 United States. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
In all honesty, I think the scoring opportunities have been way more in favor of the Badgers than they have for USA. And you get into a situation where the shot chart will show that the shots are pretty lopsided at 28-16 for Bucky.
Only four shots on goal for the United States in this period, but they've scored on two of them.
Exactly.
45 seconds to go. Pass
and
to the right circle.
Badgers
Nelson
are going to take a penalty.
Yep, Dexheimer just pulled a man down. The U.S. empties its net for an extra attacker. Shot by Minetian. Got through. McClellan made the stop. Premature whistle. But a penalty coming up on the Badgers, and the U.S. will go on a power play to close out this second period.
Dexheimer, it'll be a 2 minute for tripping, I'm sure.
He'll take the skate to the box of shame.
And I don't know. I won't call it a lazy man's penalty, but when you stick your stick in there, you get into a situation where if that person's feet are going at full speed, all it takes is a little stick poke check and bingo, right, you're down.
So Dexheimer for tripping at 19:20. Face off to the left of McClellan. Top line out there again, Perot, Smith, and Leonard. And referee talking with the timekeeper right now about something. Badgers lone game this weekend. They'll return to Big Ten action at home next weekend against Ohio State, which has won six in a row, just thumped Michigan tonight 7-2. And still a little bit of a delay here at the Kohl Center.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Minnesota and Notre Dame are now in the shootout.
Oh.
And Michigan State beat Penn State 3-2 in overtime.
Penn State had a 2-0 lead in the third period in East Lansing. How about that? Badgers win the faceoff and send it all the way down. Bouyam goes to get it. Left-handed defenseman pestered from behind by Lindmark and forced a turnover. Horbach with it. And then shoved down on the play by Will Smith. The U.S. to skate ahead. Here's Leonard now. Cross the line. Darts to the slot. Got around Horbach to the right wing. Shoots one. Got blocked by Donovan. Jay Donovan's done a nice job on the PK. 4 seconds to go in the period. Perreault waves at a shot left circle. Tied up by Lindmark. It slides towards the Badgers' goal mouth and then heaved out of harm's way. And now Shea Donovan just popped one of the U.S. players as they were jawing after the horn had sounded. He knocks Leonard down with a high hit to the face mask, and I believe he's going to get the gate too, which would be an extended 5-on-3 for the U.S. Well, the Badgers losing their temper against some teenagers here today. The United States leads Wisconsin 3-1 after two. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
After two periods at the Kohl Center, the U.S. under 18 team leads Wisconsin 3-1. Badgers were down one after one, and then Cruz Lucius scored at 7:35 from Jack Korniak and Mike Vorlicki. But then the U.S. countered an unassisted goal by Ryan Fine at 11:27, the Harvard recruit. And then Minnesota recruit Oliver Moore scored from Will Vogt at 13:37. Now the Badgers so far 0 for 4 on the power play. The U.S. is 0 for 3 with still a minute 21 of power play hockey when the third period begins. I'm not sure if they took Shea Donovan and Ryan Leonard at the end of that period for penalties. We have not yet seen. They haven't indicated such on the stat broadcast. They did not announce it here, so it may be a 5-on-4 penalty kill for 80 seconds for the Badgers. But I tell you, Carson Musser, their goaltender, he's been good. He stopped 27 of 28 shots. Badgers had a lot of grade A chances.
I mean, it's kind of the luck of the draw when Sam Stang goes down, tips the puck up, and on a near breakaway on a cross-ice pass, and the goaltender jumps out and it hits his glove. I mean, those are lucky things to do. But if I'm not mistaken, I think the Badgers have had either 4 or 5 posts so far tonight. One of them rang off the crossbar and went about 400 feet in the air. So maybe it's just not Bucky's night, or maybe he's just playing big enough to make the net seem small. I'm not 100% sure what it is.
Badgers down 3-1 after two periods of play. We'll return in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Michigan State down 2-0 at home in the third period. Rally to beat Penn State in overtime 3-2. Cole Krieger gets the game winner for the Spartans, who snap a 5-game losing streak. Ohio State thumped Michigan 7-2. Buckeyes have won 6 in a row, while the Wolverines are 3-6-1 since a 9-2 start. And what do you have on that Minnesota-Notre Dame game there, Ian?
It says final in overtime 2-2, so I'm assuming that they're going to the shootout also.
All right. So Minnesota, which had split its home-and-home series with St. Cloud State last weekend, 2-2 at Notre Dame, and in a shootout, we'll try to get final results for you. Here the Badgers trail the U.S. Under-18 team 3-1 in the second intermission. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Badgers trail the U.S. under 18 team 3-1. We'll start the third period here in just a moment or so with the United States on a power play. Back after this from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 16. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, highs level off around 32. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 26. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for mixed precipitation Monday. A dusting of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
He is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Well, in a moment here, Notre Dame did win the shootout against Minnesota, so the Irish get an extra point. And again, Michigan State beat Penn State in overtime, so 2 points for the Spartans in that game. Ohio State gets 3 points by bowling over Michigan, 7-2. So right now, Minnesota 31 points in the Big Ten. Ohio State alone in second with 24. Penn State and Michigan State tied for third with 22. Notre Dame 17, Michigan 12, Wisconsin 7. Surprised by the Wolverines. They're 4-7 in the Big Ten this season. And again, at home, just got crushed by Ohio State.
Well, give credit to Ohio State, but, you know, Michigan really didn't impress me that much when they were here. I mean, with 9,000 first-round draft picks and all the rest of that kind of stuff.
Sure. By the way, they did assess minor penalties for roughing to Shea Donovan and Ryan Leonard at the 20-minute mark. It's a 5-on-4 power play for the United States for about a minute to start this period. Pass to the right wing intended for Will Vogt. Now he throws it out to Smith. And Smith will play it back out to the point. The defenseman, Bouillon, down to the goal line. Set up left wing, and McClellan with a nice stop on the shot by Perreault. Here's Vogt now. Spinning pass intercepted by Lindmark, and he'll throw it all the way down. 40 seconds left in the United States power play, a 3-1 U.S. lead. Here comes Oliver Moore with speed. He's got a goal tonight. Cuts to the slot. Now back to the right. And actually probably mishandled it or overhandled it there and coughed up the puck. And the Badgers send it all the way down again.
Defensive stalwart. Robbie Newton was out there to kill that penalty for about 12 seconds.
Why not? Badgers again shorthanded without Corson Kuhlemans, Daniel Lodge, and Anthony Kerr, three of their top 6D out with injuries. Badgers had lost two players to junior hockey at the semester break. Braden Morrison and Caden Brown, so they're shorthanded. Only 18 skaters available tonight. Here's a shot from the left wing off a stick. Badgers kill off Dexheimer's penalty in Wisconsin at full strength. 90 seconds into the third, 3-1 United States. Here's Nelson. Big lefty, stick handling. Good pressure by Mersch and poked the puck free. Gets it at the red line and sends it down in. By the way, on the third goal for the, or the second goal for the U.S., Fine's goal originally unassisted. They gave Salvatore Guzzo an assist. And here's the shot by Hendrickson. He scores. Odd man rush again, although the U.S. patient as it joined the zone or attacked the Wisconsin zone. And Hendrickson, almost a no-look shot as the goalie McClellan went down and Hendrickson went upstairs over the glove. And the Gophers recruit gives the U.S. a 4-1 lead.
Well, ironically, it was result of a bad shift change by Bucky, to say the least. You get into a situation where Dexheimer was left hanging out to dry. That was seemed to be the situation for me. And I don't think Luke LeMaster got a good shift change from whoever he was replacing.
Beckett Hendrickson with the goal. Shot now on the near side by Austin Bernovic, stopped by McClellan. Hendrickson, who scored two goals against Mercyhurst in the U.S.'s last game against a D1 opponent. Buries one here at 1:51 of the third. Give Fine and Minetian assists. And so it's 4-1 United States. Minetian has two helpers tonight. Fine's got a goal and an assist and a whistle. And we've got a penalty coming up for interference off the faceoff. And the Badgers will get a power play, 2:02 into the third.
I didn't see it.
Nope.
I did not see it. It must have been away from the play as they won the draw. The USA tried to pass it back, but somebody stepped in front of somebody and didn't give them access to the puck. So Bucky will go on the power play. As you mentioned, Carter Sligard going to get his name on the score sheet.
Yep. Oh, well, the draw. Badgers get one on goal, kicked out by Musser. Sligard interference at 2:02. Badgers 0-for-4 on the power play. Here's Jugnauth, swings it right side to Lucius. He'll step in. His shot off the stick of Moore and sails out of play.
I can guarantee you that Mr. Jugnauth has been told 153 times today, when you have the puck all by yourself, move it. Don't try your fancy-dancy moves.
In case I failed to mention it, Wisconsin outshot the U.S. on goal in the second period, 16-5, but Musser with 27 saves through two periods. Jugnauth, left wing, D. St. Foul. Man advantage continues for the Badgers. Every power play this year brought to you by Quartz. Lucius muffed the puck, but got it off to Jugnauth, who mishandles the puck. Now dives to poke it to the left corner in De St. Foul. 1:25 left on the power play. Badgers down 4-1 to the U.S. under 18 team. Lucius now goal line right. Sets up his teammate Caulfield, stopped by Musser. Boy, they have a nice connection, those two, Lucius and Caulfield. But Brock hit a post earlier, and here he's stoned by Musser. Musser also had a glove save on him earlier. Here's Brady Cleveland, who I wanted to mention got the secondary assist on Fine's goal in the second period that gave the U.S. a 2-1 lead. It's 4-1 Americans now. Badgers continue on their power play for another 50 seconds. Here's Lucius. Here's Jugnauth now. Not a lot of urgency on this power play for the Badgers. Here comes Sam Stang, left wing. And it slides off his stick, able to retrieve it, and throws it straight away to Dexheimer. Off-balance shot off the stick of Guzzo in into the netting. And a face-off to come, 16:32 to go in the third. Badgers trailing 4-1.
Lack of a sense of urgency, I guess, would be it. Kind of lackluster when they get into the zone.
Face off to the right of Musser. Badgers win the draw. Dexheimer to the wall and Stang. Immediately pressured by Schulz. Got it off to Dexheimer. Slides it to the slot. Now here's Smolonic from Gorniak, but can't get the puck on goal. As it slid off his stick on his backhand, and the U.S. sends it all the way down. 15 seconds left on the Badgers' power play. Again, the U.S. under 18 team has beaten Michigan State, Notre Dame, Lake State, Michigan Tech, St. Thomas, RPI, RIT, Army, BU, Yale, Mercyhurst. One goal losses to Minnesota, North Dakota, and Michigan. Very, very talented squad. Out of the box comes Slaggart. Badgers fail on the power play. Dexheimer, though, able to hold possession in the offensive zone. Stramel left wing. No place to pass or shoot. Stramel out high near the blue line. Plays pitch and catch with Dexheimer. Smith was trying to force him into a turnover. Dexheimer tumbles down back behind the offensive net. 15 and a half minutes left in the third, a 4-1 U.S. lead, and they've got a 2-on-1. Smith and Perreault, a little lob pass by Perreault. Good play by Gorniak to cut off that passing angle. Otherwise, Smith had a breakaway. Here's Stang now. Offensive zone. Finds Wisconsin's Lindmark. His shot goes off the glove of Musser. Lindmark retrieved, shot by LeMaster. That's blocked away by Minetti and down to the far corner. Donovan now hands off Horbach, cut to the net. Poke check nicely by the United States. Will vote. 5 minutes into the third, 4-1 U.S. Vote with it. Lindmark cuts him off and takes the puck right away from him. And then coughed it back up. Although Horbach picks up those puck and whistles one. That's a stick save made by Musser.
That's a good save.
Yes. And then they clear it all the way down, and it forces McClellan out of his net because that puck was on goal, no icing. Yeah, Musser's been good here tonight. Carson Musser from Sherburne, Minnesota. He's uncommitted, has not committed to a collegiate hockey program.
Which is probably one of the reasons he's here tonight.
Yeah, Newton playing forward now. His wraparound backhand denied, and now they slide in and score. It was a 1-on-2 for Ryan Leonard. He cut around the Badgers defenseman Borlicki, left wing, then cut to the slot and tucked it underneath McClellan. 5-1 United States, and it's actually he undressed Tyson Jugnauth first, and Borlicki couldn't cut him off at the pass.
And there is the reason that speed kills.
Wow.
And that was just like a Bobby Orr end-to-end or a Paul Coffey end-to-end, and once he got the one step on Jugnauth, he just leaned his shoulder in and took off.
Ryan Leonard, the BC recruit, with his 23rd goal of the season. It comes at 5:36, and the U.S. on top 5-1. Leonard had a goal and 4 points in the 7-6 loss to Michigan. He's now got 14 goals and 28 points in 16 games against Division I programs.
And you know what? They're going to call a penalty after the goal, and Jugnauth is going to make his way to the penalty box. Because he did lay the lumber on him. Didn't get a good chance to see that it was taking away the scoring opportunity, but
Jugnauth hooking on Jugnauth at 5:36, which was the time of the goal of Leonard's marker from Oliver Moore.
Yep, so it must have been after the goal.
Yeah. So the United States now on its fifth power play, 0-for-4 so far. Badgers battling for it near side, but taken away by Moore. Skates past Lindmark, can't get by LeMaster. Back into the Wisconsin zone. Lindmark tried to backhand out, held in by the U.S. Now it comes crawling out to center ice.
Good scrappy play by both Lindmark and Horbach, not allowing any clear flow into the zone.
Here comes Fine. Little right-hander, 5'7", 170, they say. Moore works to the left circle and whistles one past McClellan. A half dozen for the United States, 6-1.
Well, he knows where to put the puck when he's got the puck at all by himself.
I would say so.
Bottled up 4-on-4 down deep in the zone. And Oliver Moore just pulls the puck to his forehand and beats the goaltender top shelf. No questions asked.
20th goal of the year for Oliver Moore, the Gophers recruit. It comes on a power play at 6:29. Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, when you've just given up the fifth goal and then you take a penalty and give up the sixth goal, doesn't rest well with anybody.
Nope. Genveria had a shot that was kicked out by McClellan. Badgers the other way. Smolonic's shot was blocked. Now he cycles to the corner and DeSaint foul. Cuts back to his right and gave it away. Mm-hmm. Taken by Austin Bernovic, future St. Cloud State Husky. Up ahead to Weiermeyer, walked around Donovan. His shot down right, kicked out by McClellan. Alex Weiermeyer with a nice move right wing. Bad outlet pass picked off by the United States. They throw it to open ice here, and Zach Scholes passed to the slot, to the stick of Bernovic, but he couldn't catch it. He was wide open. Again, the Badgers with only 18 skaters, and right now the under-18s are running circles around Wisconsin. Shots on goal, 32-24 for the Badgers. They've had some chances. Musser's been really good. The U.S., when they've had chances, they've had a lot of good ones, but they've converted six times. Up to center, nice redirect to the stick of Leonard. Two-on-one, sliding down LeMaster to break up the pass play. Wow. Borlicki with a bad read at center, led to the two-on-one, and now here comes Wisconsin's Lucius. Open slot, throws it left wing. Bantle shoots one. It goes up off the stick of Musser into the air. Knocked down by Cleveland. Can't skate it or pass it out. Now he picks up the loose puck, and he'll break out, and then took a hit from Bantle, and a penalty coming up on Wisconsin's Bantle for interference. Leonard trying to get around LeMaster, does low right, lost the handle in the puck, then took a shoulder from Borlicki, and a whistle stops play. And Bantle will get the gate at 8-18. The United States leading 6-1 going on another power play.
Very justifiable call by the referee because it was as obvious could be.
They're going to say kneeing on Bantle.
Yeah, they did contact knee to knee, but it would have been an interference call regardless. So they'll give him 2 minutes for kneeing, and Coach Granato is up and down the back of the bench and chirping in everybody's ear right now. Use your heads.
Badgers also make a change in goal as Ben Garrity has checked in for Kyle McClellan with at the 8:18 mark of the third period. Moore's power play goal a moment ago from Fine and Fortescue. So Fine's had a nice night, a goal and 3 points. Fortescue with his first point as well. And again, the penalty to Bantle for kneeing. And here's the U.S. on the man advantage. Right wing pass to Bernovec. Skips it across the blue line. Bernovic gets it back. Ooh. And a redirect off the stick of Carter Slagard bounced wide. Fortescue thrown towards the front of the net off of Weiermeyer and then right back in the slot. The Badgers Horbach sends it down. Credit to Dan Muse for throwing out the fourth line there on that power play with the United States already leading 6-1. But Moore's back out there looking to complete a hat trick. Badger steal. Malmquist slowed with a hug by Vogt we play on. Brady Cleveland back in his own zone, and here comes the United States. Although Nelson overskates, Badger's Malmquist. Oh, he peels around backhand. Little whirling dervish by Liam Malmquist, but Cleveland got in his way, and the United States takes the puck back. 10:20 to go here in the third at 6-1 U.S.
They call that an axle in figure skating?
Sure. Nice stop by Moore left wing. Now he shoots one low, and Garrity makes the stop and hangs on. Ben Garrity, who last year started in goal and gave up 4 goals on 30 shots in the United States 4-0 win against Wisconsin. Garrity gets a chance to play. The Badgers' third-string netminder gets a tap on the pads from Donovan and Stang and Dexheimer as well. Ben's only played 2 regular season games in his career. Garrity, the junior from Rosemont, Minnesota, getting a chance to play here at the Kohl Center. Oh, nice kick save made. Rebound in front. Garrity back-to-back stops by Ben Garrity, the third-string goaltender. He's Stone Guzzo originally with a fantastic left pad save, and then Toby right there for the rebound, and he was denied too.
Very popular player on the team.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure they're appreciative of his effort, but again, Badgers are looking tired and looking to a situation where there's just a lot of stick checking and not a lot of body taking.
Puck slides towards the crease. Garrity can't locate it, can't cover. Badgers eventually come out of there with it. Here comes Wisconsin. Stramel, 2-on-2 with Stang. Good poke check that time by the United States. Power play expires. The penalty to Bantle, his third of the game, is over. He's down the ice now.
I was waiting for him to step out and cold cock somebody and all of a sudden get in a situation where he's going to go back in the penalty box.
And he's frustrated. Oh, he just went at Minetti and trying to steal the puck, and now he's bouncing around off of Booyam. He's just looking for somebody in blue to hit right now.
Yep.
9:20 to go in the third. Poke check by Bantle. Gives chase. Minetti got there first. Bounces across the blue line. The U.S. was offside. Delayed offside now. Washed out. And here's the Badgers' Matthew DeSaint foul. Cuts to the right through traffic. Dropped a pass for LeMaster. He shot one high. Bantle now left wing. Protects. Takes a cross check to the lower back. We play on, however. The U.S. bounces a puck far side to Perreault. Kind of wobbled his way to the biscuit. Seemed like he lost an edge a couple of times, and now the Badgers have it. And here comes LeMaster across the line. Three Americans back. Around the corner boards it goes. Milonic behind the net. DeSaint foul. Throws it to the point. LeMaster thought about passing across, thought better of it. DeSaint foul just had his right glove ripped off his hand. He'll head to the Badgers bench, and Horbach will replace him. 8:25 left in the third, a 6-1 United States lead. It was 1-1, 7.5 minutes into the second period. And then the Americans got after it. Fine and Moore, Hendrickson, Leonard, and Moore again. Smith deflects at the red line. Deep into the Wisconsin zone it goes. Miscommunication between Garrity and Jugnauth allows Leonard to get to the puck. Leonard wheels around left circle, puts one in front, redirected by Perreault and off the pads of goaltender Ben Garrity. Under 8 minutes left. And now Smolanic digs it free, and the Badgers come out of their own end. You know, Tony Granato didn't want to view this as an exhibition game. These teenagers from the U.S. program came here, loved playing against D1 teams in big buildings against future opponents or even future teammates at the collegiate level. But it's human nature. You're playing an exhibition game that doesn't count in the standings. You're also down three defensemen. And really, the United States has been the better team.
Oh, no question about that. But fact of the matter being is that if you're one of those guys who's being subbed in, you want Coach Granato to see that you can play at this level.
Right. There's Jack Gorniak at center ice, double team, turns to his left and tries to skate it up the wall, knocked free. Weiermeyer knocked off balance, and now Gorniak able to get it to center. 7 minutes left in the third, 6-1 United States. There's Brady, or Zach Scholes actually, headmans the puck to Bernevik. Weiermeyer slot, cut to his left, trying to get around Malmquist. Now Scholes fires a slapper from out high, and that's gloved by Garrity, and he hangs on. With 6:44 left in the third, the U.S. leads Wisconsin 6-1 from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Shots on goal, 33-30 in favor of Wisconsin, but the Badgers trail the U.S. under 18 team 6-1. Ben Garrity replaced Kyle McClellan about midway through this third period. Here's Lucius now for Wisconsin. His toe pull shot and a blocker save made by Musser. All the way out to center ice it comes, and LeMaster goes to get it. Shea Donovan up near the benches to Lucius. out of an over skates, recovers and sends it deep. And Lucius in on the forecheck with DeSaint foul and Stramel. Tony Granato trying to find some combinations here. LeMaster's pass. Lucius tied up, couldn't catch. Donovan throws one
net
and hit the near post.
Number five.
Now LeMaster missed the net. Musser dives out, keeping Lucius at bay. And now to the far corner it goes, and the United States will break it out. Nice little sauce pass ahead to Moore. He flies into the offensive zone right wing. Backhand shot off the glove of Ben Garrity. Boy, that first step for Moore is a killer. The second ain't bad either, and he got an angle to put one on goal, and Garrity made the stop. Now the goal comes off. It's Mooring stopping play. 5:46 to go. 3-4-5 post shots tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers.
I think that was the fifth or sixth. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But and it's interesting because the building's not very full, and we've got our headsets on, and you could hear it just doink
right
as soon as it came up.
Face-off won by the United States. And the shot by Ryan Fine in and out of the glove of Garrity. And then the Badgers able to clear it down. 5.5 minutes left here in the third. Hit from behind. Horbach just knocked down one of the U.S. players, Hendrickson. No penalty called. Got the Americans bench a little fired up. Hendrickson now. He gets rubbed off by Gorniak. And that was a pretty good hit along the boards. But they still battle. The teenagers do, and now Vorlicki will scoop it ahead, but accidentally ice the puck. Are they going to wave it off?
They wave it off.
And then Horbach just took out the goaltender, Musser. He tripped him up as he was playing the puck, and now 3-4 Americans all over Horbach, and now we've got a mass of humanity right along the near side boards of the USA zone. Carson Bantle going at it with Manetnian, and they drop their gloves, or about to. Oh, Manetnian throws a right-hander at Bantle. They're going at it. The referees need to try to separate these two young men. Horbach being pulled away by Matt Gerlach, one of the linesmen. Bantle wants more from Manetian before finally the other linesman comes in. Bantle's already gotten three penalties tonight. Now Manetian has taken off his right glove, tries to pull the face mask of Bantle, and they're separated. And then this big pile up on the left side down in the USA zone. Finally, cooler heads prevail there. Bantle's going to be escorted off the ice. So will Manetian. And that's about the only thing that the Badger fans have had a chance to cheer about here tonight.
Well, it all started because of a very immature play by Jack Horbach. All he had to do was step aside after the goaltender made the play, and instead he kicks the feet out from underneath the goaltender. And if I'm Team USA, yeah, I defend my goaltender just like they did.
Yep.
So I got a feeling that they'll all be coincidental except for the Horbach penalty. And the Badgers will be shorthanded again.
Why don't we take a break here as the referees try to get this thing all squared away. 5:06 to go in the third period. The U.S. leads Wisconsin 6-1. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Penalties to come against the Badgers and the United States under 18 team as the referees now looking at video replay. Again, Bantle and Minetian were the primary combatants after Horbach's incident with a goaltender where Musser came out to play the puck after the Badgers had cleared it all the way down, and Horbach stuck his stick into the skates of the netminder and pulled him down, and that led to the fracas. But we'll see what the referees elect to call here on both sides.
Well, I think that Salvatore Guzzo will make his way to the penalty box for Team USA, and I think Shea Donovan was the mutual combatant with him. Horbach, as we know, will serve the